Welcome to Digital Citizenship in a Digital World. My name is Angela Peters, and I'm your host. The purpose of this podcast is to talk things tech-related, online privacy, digital wellness, copyright-related, digital storage, and how to behave in a digital world. So let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Digital Citizenship in a Digital World. For this first episode, the lovely first episode, I'm going to talk about why I got off Facebook and Twitter, and my plans to eventually go off Instagram, and why I keep certain social medias and alternative social medias and finding alternative ways and tech tools to communicate with people. First off, when and where it all started. A few months ago, back sometime in February or March of 2021, I'm not sure on the exact date, but sometime in February or March, my mom came to me and said, "Angela, you should watch this documentary called Social Dilemma." I then asked her, "What is it about, Mom?" And she was talking about how it was about social media. I told her I would go watch this documentary. And a couple hours later, when she suggested this to me, I watched it. And boy, this has impacted my life. Social media, before I watched this documentary, I was a big fan of social media, like Facebook, Twitter, and boy, after watching this social dilemma documentary, it was a rude awakening and it impacted my life in a digital world. Social media like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, as I learned from this documentary, is damaging our society, like our mental health and self-esteem. In the documentary, it shows a girl getting depressed due to not getting enough likes on this on Instagram and social media. And it talks about how it's causing political and religion divide and where people are just turning against each other. And this is so true, because when I had Facebook, I see people arguing on political posts and it causes people to hate each other. And it's like, what is wrong with you people? Why can't we just agree to disagree? Also, it causes family conflict as well within families. Knowing this from life experiences and watching this documentary, I made a big and hard decision and deleted Facebook and Twitter. It wasn't an easy decision, and it was hard getting all my photos transferred, yada, 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 and again, it wasn't an easy decision, but I knew Facebook and Twitter, as long as most social media companies, after I watched this documentary, they need, and I mean, they really need to go out of business and stop damaging our society due to how damaging our mental health is within teens and all ages, really. Conflict within families and stop people from hating each other due to politics. I think everyone should delete social media to help self-esteem and mental health, in my personal opinion. Now I get like, oh my God, how am I going to communicate with my friends and family? This is really not something I want to do. So my solution to that is, I just think we need to find alternative ways and tech tools to communicate with people, that we don't need social media. I think we use these alternative tools. I just think social media will just be a thing in the past. And that's something I wish it was, because how it's damaging society. So, anyways, if everyone got off social media and used alternative technology to communicate with people, then the world would be a better place. You know, tech is just ruining people, not only mental and self-esteem, but it's preventing people from actually interacting with people face-to-face. And I think, you know, people need that face-to-face interaction and stop hiding from behind a screen. Now, I am going to give you guys a list of alternative ways of technology to use to communicate with people that will limit from damaging our frickin' society around the whole world. My point of this episode isn't to talk politics or saying that tech is all bad, but we just need to use technology appropriately and efficiently. And social media, where people post statuses and such, is, you know, we put out there for the world to see, which causes political and religion divide. So that being said, I get people have social media to keep in touch with their friends and family, but guys, come on! There are alternative tools out there. There's alternative tech tools I really, really, really think people should use to communicate with friends and family. And, you know, that, why do we need social media? Why don't we use things like video chat platforms and private messenger apps so we don't have to read what everyone wants to write out in the internet or the world to see? You know, and if texting on your phone number isn't an option, well, we got some alternatives. So now I'm going to list video chat platforms, and these are all going to be in the show notes, that you can use to keep in touch with friends and family, where it's like interacting face-to-face, only virtual, and on video chat. Now here's my list. Number one, ding, 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 FaceTime. And FaceTime is on Apple products only. FaceTime, first off, you can do it on your iPhone, and you can FaceTime up to 32 people at a time. In order to FaceTime 32 people at a time, you will need the iPhone, iOS 12.1.4 or later, or an iPad or an iPhone or later. It's unclear if you can do game night on FaceTime, but you can group chat up to 32 people at once. That's like amazing. It's like you can do a virtual family reunion. Oh my God, that would be super, super amazing. Number two, ding, 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 Google Meet and Google Hangouts. Like one product, but Google Meet, Google Hangouts, you can video chat up to 100 to 250 for a group call. That being said, Google Hangouts, you can only host 10 people at once. The free version of Google Meet, you can video chat for free for up to 60 minutes. Not recommended to use for game night, though, due to cost and money for Google Meet. Skype? Number three. Ding, 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 ding. Skype. To use Skype, not only you can video chat, but you can video chat up to 50 people at once. 50 people. Which is amazing. You can even have a high school reunion on Skype, although I doubt it. Number four, ding, 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 Zoom. First off, about Zoom, I've used this for my library courses at University of Nebraska, Omaha, as well as group projects too. But anyway, Zoom, not only you can use it for your classes, but you can video chat up to 100 people at once for free. You can only video chat for 40 minutes at the most for free. That's the con of Zoom, unfortunately. Number 5, ding, 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 Adobe Connect. Adobe Connect is a good video chat platform, too, and it's actually very useful for educational settings. Now, and you could for social as well. That being said, the thing I like about Adobe Connect, let's just say you're in a classroom and you have a question for the teacher and you're attending classes via Adobe Connect. You can click on the button called Raise Your Hand and the teacher will see it and they'll call your name out, which I thought is a really unique tool. Going to number 6, ding, 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 ding. BlueJeans. BlueJeans is a video chat platform which is used in educational settings as well. You can video chat with 100 people at once. Number 7, ding, 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 House Party. House Party is a good app too, and I know deep from House Party, the video chat platform, you can play game night on there. And you can play, but it's more for small group game nights. You can do House Party. Eight people can video chat at a time. And I, to be honest with you guys, I would use House Party if you're an introvert and you have a small circle of friends. And yeah, that's what my recommendation is. Number 8, ding, 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 Microsoft Teams. Which is through Microsoft, obviously, as well as Skype, but Microsoft Teams is a good resource, too, to video chat. My dad uses it to use it for his work to video chat with people, and you can even private message. Microsoft Teams, 20 people can video chat at a time, which is really good, you know, so. But anyways, with these video chat platforms, the 8 to 9 I name off, first off, they're wonderful resources, and I think these are good alternative ways to communicate with people, with your close friends, your coworkers, you know, your family, and it's not social media. You don't need these tools. You don't have to post statuses for the world to see, and also it's more personable, where you're like face-to-face, but it's virtual. Now, let's just say you're a person that isn't a video chat person, maybe an introvert, and want to go to private messaging for like, you just have a small circle of friends, or like, well, I just only have a few I keep in touch with, I'm not an extrovert, have a large social circle, yada, yada, yada. And so forth, and you want to do the private messaging route or audio chat would be a good source for those people. I have a list of 5 tech platforms you can use to message people privately. So we will go down the list. Number 1, ding, 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 WhatsApp. It's an amazing resource for not only for people all over America, like in the States, to communicate with people long distance, but you can even communicate with people who live in other countries. You can group chat in there as well, which I think it's an amazing resource. It's not social media. You know, you can put pictures up and, you know, it's an amazing app, resource, whatever. It's like a text app. Amazing resource. Number 2 of this part, ding, 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 Clubhouse. First off, I was introduced, I think I heard this when Trent Sheldon went live on Instagram a while back, and I thought, boy, maybe I should check this out. So we did Clubhouse, is So I signed up for it. Very great resource. It's not only for people who want to do group chats without video chatting. It's also a great resource for interacting with celebrities and famous people. Not just your high school people or people you know. You can do for example, you can attend chat rooms with audio for events. For an example, I have attended the Snowfall event on Clubhouse where it's audio and stuff. So you can even interact with celebrities on there. Amazing resource. Number three, ding, 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 Google Duo. It's a great resource to call people. You can maybe be able to video chat. I haven't used it much. But you can do audio calls. And it's not social media. So it is a good resource. Number four. Ding, 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 ding. Kick. It's a messenger app that isn't social media. Well, of course, you can private message people. I don't use that as much either, but, you know, you can private message people. You don't have to post anything or people be like, oh my God, why do you think this way? Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that's a good resource. Last but not least, ding, 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 ding. Marco Polo. I have to be honest, I'm not super familiar with this tool either, but I do know this. It's a great tool to send private video messages, which is a good way also if you're an introvert, like my mom, and my mom has a small circle of friends, maybe Marco Polo would be a good choice. First off, my mom uses Marco Polo to communicate with Becky Ferguson in Chicago. Breather here. Last but not least, if you're old school and you don't want to use any minimum tech, very easy, you're more you're on borderline with just sending a card the old-fashioned way or a phone call, but you want to use basic tech, I think email would be a great resource. Yeah, there are so many platforms you can use to email. I don't know them all, but I will name a couple. I think Yahoo, Gmail, Outlook through Microsoft, or even iCloud's a great resource as they are a part of either Google, Apple, or Microsoft. Ways of communication. This is my conclusion, just to conclude this podcast. Ways of communication that doesn't involve social media, which includes video conferencing, private messenger, email, or even a smartphone to text or voice call somebody, talk on the phone, is, in my crazy opinion, the way to go. I truly think it's going to heal our society if we just take social media out of the mix. Now, do I have any social media? I'm going to be honest. Yes, I do. Because I have LinkedIn, I have Snapchat. Snapchat is more of you snap something. No biggie. I do have Instagram because I interact with celebrities. But hopefully I can get rid of that someday. But LinkedIn is a social media that I do like to have and keep. And LinkedIn, first off, it's a good way to network with people in your career, in career field of interest. So, that being said, it's a good resource, LinkedIn. Even though I'm so anti-social media these days now, I do think good things about LinkedIn. So, but my point is, in order to heal our society, we need, and also to stop turning people against each other, that we should communicate like with tech, but in a more personable and private way, without people turning against each other, knowing our business, etc. These sources I name should be listed in the show notes, where there should be articles, and I will make sure to post it in the show notes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into today's episode. I'm your host, Angela Peters, and I look forward to seeing you next time for a new episode of Digital Citizenship in a Digital World. Thank you.